Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Ask not.
The Beatles. Bozo Circus is on the air.
The president doesn't.
Sometimes you feel like a...
That means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you don't.
Tear down this wall.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, we're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in 6 seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
And good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann.
Well, good morning, Mr. Dave Plyer.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's Eve. It's already New Year's in Australia and New Zealand. And, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Almost Australia, that's right. Roger just corrected me on that. But
that's pretty wild, isn't it?
We're watching the clock.
We were talking about how, Steve and John will be doing that tonight and ringing it in hour by hour. And that was something I did, I think it was 6 years ago, was my first New Year's. It was first New Year's, I think Steve and Johnny weren't here. And I had to continue that tradition. Because, I'm a traditional kind of guy.
I worked with him a few years ago on New Year's Eve overnight. We had a great time.
Nice. Nice. It'll be a fun show tonight, too. What are your plans for New Year's? You going to get crazy?
No, because we will be here in 24 hours.
Yes, we will. Oh, gosh. That is so bizarre. I just thought about that. I will be.
Yes. Yeah, just
it
a
does,
gentle
that
reminder,
that screws
Dave.
Us up, doesn't it? Doesn't it screw your body up just reminder. A little bit? When you're up at 3, well, this is different for you. You're going to be getting up. Really at the same time. I'm going to bed, but then getting up at, 3:30 in the morning or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be fun. We're going to do, for those of you who would like to tune into the Steve Cochran Show Monday morning with Dave and Dave, we'll be talking a little bit about some of the new laws going into effect in 2018. Always interesting. Some that you just look at these lawmakers and say, really? Are we really wasting our time on this? But we'll be going through that list. Of course, on Monday. And then we'll be doing our top six at six. We'll be doing the best hangover cures across the globe. We do that every year.
Oh,
Dave.
You just reminded me. I need to find Mike Royko's column.
Oh, yeah. Would you do that?
New Year's Day. Let me see if I can dig that up at
home please.
Today.
Yeah, please. Yeah, find that. And then Mike Rowe from Returning the Favor and Somebody's Got to Do It and Dirty Jobs. Going to talk about a little bit the American workforce and what he sees in 2018. And then here's the cool thing. Bill Curtis, Walter Jacobson.
Yeah, that's right. You've got them.
For a full hour, which is kind of odd for a morning show, but it's New Year's Day. Usually you're talking to somebody for like 8 minutes, maybe two segments, but it's New Year's Day. It's kind of a different pace. And when you have Bill and Walter, legends like that in the studio, you gotta enjoy every minute you can with them. So it's the 45th anniversary of them doing the 10 o'clock news. If you can believe that. 1973 is when they kicked off. I mean, news in Chicago was a lot of Fahey Flynn and John Drury and that type of stuff. And it was pretty traditional until these two guys hit the scene. Two very unlikely people to be paired together.
Well, it just worked. Having 73, I was in high school. So, it worked. And another thing, maybe they addressed this, is the fact that CBS locally here was, they were lagging behind, let's put it that way, locally in
terribly
raining in the numbers.
Yeah.
And slowly they crept up to be number one.
It was slowly. It took a few years for people to really get it.
It's not
going to
take 6 months.
No, yeah. It's, you know, because people, you know, when they have a news habit, they stick with it.
That's very true.
Is that right? Is that true? Yeah.
Oh, totally is true. In fact, that just goes across the board for listenership and viewership.
Sure.
Habits are hard to break. Once you settle in, it's tough to change.
Absolutely. So that, Dr. Ian Smith, always talk about his total transformation and New Year's resolutions. And Elliot from Chicago's Best is going to talk best breakfast. He's going to bring some breakfast. And
that's why I'm coming in.
And that's why you're coming in. So we got a big show. History, though, today. By the way, you had a nice holiday, right? Nice Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
I saw in your dad's new place. I saw some nice pictures online.
Yeah. And he's enjoying it very much. So,
cool.
We had a great day.
I ate completely, after hosting some parties and doing some other things, I completely, from Tuesday evening till tonight, I've disconnected from the planet.
Did you really?
Yes, yeah. I did. Yeah. I really did. It was really hard to do. But you know what? Just putting the phone and the laptop away. And you know what I realized when I really started checking things
kinda
about
nice,
8 o'clock tonight? It was kind of nice, but I missed nothing.
And you missed nothing.
I missed nothing. Nothing critical. I spent good quality time with the family. I mean, literally, you know, when people ask, oh, you went up to Wisconsin for a few days. What'd you do? Did you go snowboarding? Did you do this? You do this? You know what I did? I did nothing. Mm-hmm. And neither did the, you know, we played Monopoly, Chicago Blackhawks Monopoly. We played Sorry. We went to see Star Wars. But we just hung out and had nice dinners and talked to one another.
What games did you play?
Sorry.
Again? Sorry, yeah.
And Monopoly. Oh, we have like a whole collection of collectible Monopoly, so we pulled Chicago Blackhawks is what we did this time.
Mm-hmm.
But really, we did nothing,
Board games.
Was great. And the kids were on Friday, we went to a fish fry, and we decided to go early because we were hungry. We went at 5 o'clock. We got home to the hotel around 7:30. I stopped by the bar to see the owner of the inn because I know him very well. And by 8 o'clock, I came back to the room. Everybody was sleeping. Like, everyone needed to catch up from the holidays. I really do think that's what we did.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
History
that's
this week.
I've way got to do it, though.
That's the way to do it. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you there, Dave.
History.
Jumping into history.
Well, you know what? I was thinking about something on the way in this morning.
Yes, sir.
Just to interrupt you one more time.
It's okay.
But now as we get into 2018... Next year will mark 50 years since one of the most catastrophic years in, I don't know, in the last 60, 75 years in this country, 1968.
The convention?
We've got...
There's all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yes. Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, many things. But we end the year on a note of triumph, Apollo 8.
That's right. That's right. Lots to talk about this year.
Away.
No, there's a lot to talk about.
But there will be a lot to discuss.
I was catching a lot of 50, 40, 30, 25-year anniversaries this year that we'll, of course, spend some good quality time on. 1861, President-elect of the United States, Abraham Lincoln declared slavery in Confederate states unlawful. Then 2 years later, in 1863, the Emancipation Proclamation was issued by Abraham Lincoln to free slaves in all of the United States.
Not all 50.
Not all 50. But you know what? It was the beginning of a major effort to make a major change in America that needed to be made.
And internationally, when you think about it.
Absolutely.
Because they were taking the lead on something that was just immoral.
That's
and
correct.
Wrong.
That's absolutely.
By the way, in the Great Chicago Fire, we lost an original copy of the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that before.
What was then the Chicago Historical Society, which was already in place then.
Yeah.
Their building was destroyed, and along with that, an original copy of the Emancipation Proclamation.
Such a shame.
Yeah.
Such a shame.
Yep.
1879, Thomas Edison demonstrates the incandescent light in the first public demonstration. Inventor Thomas Alva Edison lights up a street in Menlo Park, New Jersey. The Pennsylvania Railroad Company ran special trains on that day because of public enthusiasm.
Wouldn't that have been neat to see?
But, I mean, Edison's was, I mean, really until all LED lighting took over in the last couple of years. I mean, this has been our light.
Incandescent lights, yes.
Yeah, and he worked well into his 80s. 1,000, almost 1,100 patents in his lifetime. And he died in 1931 at age 84.
Yeah, he was working right up to the end.
What an amazing man.
Mm-hmm.
1886, the first tournament of roses that took place in Pasadena, California. 1902 was the first Rose Bowl game. Michigan beat Stanford 49-0. 1954, the first Rose and Cotton Bowl that were broadcast in color on television was in 1954. And you know, I'm kind of bummed. I talked to Orion a couple of weeks ago, and he's been hosting the Rose Bowl parade for RFD TV.
Yes. I think he's doing it again this year.
No, he's not.
Oh, he's not doing it.
He's not. You know what he said? It's, I think he said it was hundreds of steps to the stand to do. He said, I'm not doing that anymore. But yeah, a tradition with Orion. And I can't tell you how many New Year's we spent talking to him live from Pasadena before the parade. 1973, cigarette advertisements were banned on TV. The last cigarette commercial aired during the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Here is a classic, you know, because by then it was more lifestyle commercials. But here's one that always floors me when physicians say that cigarette smoking is fabulous for you. Let's take a listen.
You know, if you were to follow a busy doctor as he makes his daily round of calls, you'd find yourself having a mighty busy time keeping up with him.
Uh-huh.
Time out for many men of medicine usually means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette. And because they know what a pleasure it is to smoke a mild, good-tasting cigarette, they're particular about the brand they choose. In a repeated national survey, doctors in all branches of medicine, doctors in all parts of the country were asked, "What cigarette do you smoke, doctor?" Once again, the brand named most was Camel. Yes, according to this repeated nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Why not change to Camels for the next 30 days and see what a difference it makes in your smoking enjoyment? See how Camels agree with your throat. See how mild and good-tasting a cigarette can be.
Got that?
That's nice. Isn't that great? Good gravy. What is going on here?
I can see the picture of a doctor with a stethoscope, the white coat, putting his feet up on his desk with all kinds of cabinetry in back of him with medicine in it. Just, you know,
crazy.
Taking a drag on a cigarette.
But when you think about this, over 40 years ago that that cigarette commercials ended on television. Like that, you know, I remember them as a young kid seeing Winston and Marlboro and Salem commercials and stuff.
Oh, yeah. But and think of the production, the budgets that
shifted, obviously.
Uses. Oh, that yeah. But, you know, the Marlboro commercials with cowboy out west.
Yeah.
And I can still sing the jingle.
Sure.
You know. But, sure. I remember at that time, Dave, watching the New Year's Day football games, like the Rose Bowl and others.
Sure.
And whoever was doing the games, the play-by-play and the color, from time to time commenting about, gee, this is the first year we won't have a cigarette commercial in the game.
Dick Clark, listen to this, 73, 45 years ago, Dave, debuted New Year's Rockin' Eve on ABC, and it's been going ever since.
Yeah.
Here's a little excerpt of Dick's first show.
You see the year 1973 just flashing briefly. When it hits there, you can bet your bottom dollar, it'll be pandemonium. Before it all happens, let me wish you the happiest of all New Year's, and watch out. It is now 1973 as of now.
That doesn't sound as exciting as you would think it would sound, but, you know, that was a big groundbreaking thing because it was pretty much just Guy Lombardo.
Yeah. Yeah. And, it was a different approach to New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was he kissing Janet Davies? I'm sorry.
I don't think
so. I know
so.
She's been doing it a long time. But
over on the Navy Pier, I guess.
Navy C7, yeah. But that was, you know, has been a tradition for so many years. And he had a stroke in 2004. So, I mean, he did it for, you know, 30-some years. And it really had a major effect on him. And you know who hosted the following year, which was very odd? It was Regis Philbin.
Oh, really?
He stepped in for Dick.
Oh, that's right.
And then Ryan Seacrest came in.
Yes.
And then Ryan and Dick would host together, with Dick with very limited appearance, because his stroke was pretty, affected his speech pretty poorly.
Yes, it did.
But it was, you know, Dick passed away in 2012. just a few months after his last New Year's Eve. Ryan Seacrest, of course, took it over, and then Jenny McCarthy joined Ryan Seacrest. And here is Chicago's very own Jenny McCarthy talking to me about this 45-year-old tradition.
You know, everyone can say that they grew up watching the show pretty much. And I myself remember being able to stay up late with my parents to watch the ball drop with Dick Clark. I never thought in a million years I would be joining this tradition, but I am, and right. I feel lucky being the Chicagoan, you know. And so I'm hoping that I, you know, I had that same long run as Dick Clark did, and I get to grow old with everybody else.
Right, exactly. I mean, it is a classic. I mean, this is like appointment viewing and watching all the artists on there. I mean, this was, you know, I remember as a kid, I mean, long before MTV or anything else, I mean, this is where you saw some of the top acts of the day.
It really is, and it still is. I mean, the fact that we have 38, you know, the hottest musical performances of the year, biggest songs of the year performing in one night, I mean, it just goes to show you how powerful the show has become over the past 40 years.
Well, in a world, too, where things have been a bit tumultuous and people are, you know, on different pages all the time, and now we're in the middle of a, you know, political rivalry, you know, for the presidency, this is the one moment where you kind of feel like everybody's on the same page. Everybody's kind of ringing in the new year together.
That's absolutely true. And I got to tell you, my very first year doing this, I realized why this is a bucket list experience for people. If you haven't gone down to Times Square yet in your life, you've got to do it at least once, because the energy and the unity and the collective beautiful energy where everyone comes together and the bell drops and the confetti comes down and everyone starts singing New York, New York. There's nothing like it. Like, I literally cry every year because it's so beautiful to see everyone come together in a peaceful way. You know, by 2 o'clock, everyone's, you know, back to hating each other. But at least that few hours, it's utopia.
But you're right, it's surreal. And I lived there for a few years, so I was able to, you know, get rained on by all the confetti and everything. It is a once in a lifetime experience. And again, you've been able to do it for 6 years, so that's very, very, very cool.
And I kind of look around and go, I hope this is one job I can say out of my 25 years in show business, I hope never goes away, because it's such a treat for me. And it's because it's a tradition for so many people throughout the years and growing up, you'll always remember now it's, you know, Ryan and Jenny hosting New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that this tradition continues forever.
And, you know, that is the case. Like my son, when he says, are we going to watch Ryan Seacrest? He doesn't say, let's watch Dick Clark. I still say, we'll watch Dick Clark, because that's the name of the event, Dave.
You listening to me? Talking to me?
I'm saying, you know, my son refers to this event as watching Ryan and
Dick. Oh, watching
Seacrest,
Ryan, yeah.
And
yeah.
Not watching Dick Clark. I still say watching Dick Clark, because Dick Clark, it's still the event surrounding what he started, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting comments there from Jenny McCarthy. I had to laugh, though. She said by 2 a.m. everybody's back to not liking each other. But
yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm sure I'll watch a little bit of ABC7 as well, because that's a tradition.
I probably will be on the phone at 11 tonight with a very close friend of mine. We have Eastern United States, Cincinnati. Last several years, we've called each other on New Year's Eve and have rung in the new year via telephone.
Lovely. Yeah. Lovely. All right, we'll be right back with Walter's Perspective.